You're listening to Delmarva Public Media's Spring Membership Drive, For the Love of Music. If you love music and would like to donate to the stations of DPM, you can call 410-543-6895 during business hours or donate anytime at delmarvapublicmedia.org. I'm Patty Lanius, DPM's membership coordinator, and I am here today with Chris Rank from Delmarva Public Media. And I'm also here with Blake Harris from Salisbury University's Department of Music, Theater, and Dance. Hello, everyone.
Well, hi there. Hello.
So, Blake, I gave a very brief introduction of you. So if you can tell us a little more for the audience, that would be terrific.
Sure. My name's Blake Harris. I am originally from Chattanooga, Tennessee, but I spent 5 years in Los Angeles in grad school and creating theater. I am the newest theater faculty member at Salisbury University, where I teach in the performance track, where I direct shows, and I'm the guy who does all the history and the and a little bit of acting and movement on the side.
Yeah, and you just started here this fall, right?
I did. It was interesting starting during a pandemic and a new
say, yeah.
New job, new state, new everything.
Apartment, new everything.
New everything.
No beginning of season party with your coworkers or anything like that, right?
No, nothing like that. Even orientation, all online. So it was an interesting start. But I will say it made the times that I was spending, you know, with students and other faculty members in Zoom sessions even like I looked forward to them even more throughout the day because I was able to connect with people, if, you know, at least virtually.
True. So you said that in your introduction that you teach a little bit of the theater history and things throughout history, since we're talking about music. Mm-hmm. What kind of role has music played in theater throughout the years?
Music's always been a part of theater since its foundation. You know, before we even had a written language, we had call and response and oral culture. And so we see that through songs and storytelling, we were passing down each other's history and our values through song and repetition, call and response. And throughout history, it's just, it's been reimagined and used in different ways, you know, going all the way from the Greeks to your mega box musical smash hits, Hamilton, right? So we're seeing each era, as technology advances, we see that music plays an integral role in live performance. Whether it's Shakespeare's characters performing on stage, whether it's Chekhov's characters being instrumentalist or having parties, and with Chekhov always the piano in the next room that you can hear. Right. It's inextricable from theater performance, and it's definitely a marriage, right? There's always some tension between music and theater in a productive way. And how we utilize it shifts throughout each era. But yeah, it's always been around in theater.
And as a director, how does music play a role in your productions? And you directed different, various and sundry different types of shows, right? Because yes. You'll direct the, what our listeners might think of as just your typical play. Mm-hmm. And then you also do a lot of work with devised theater. Mm-hmm. So how does music play a role in each of those types of theater? Or is it the same or is it different?
Music's a very integral part to my personal process. So before I even begin working with other collaborators, designers, actors, as I'm encountering a script, I often hear the world before I see the world. which is as a director, which is predominantly a visually visual-based medium. You know, it seems a little bit backwards, but when I was growing up, I mean, I learned to read music alongside learning to read words. I started in kindergarten or first grade with piano. And wow. So music is just, has been a part of my life since I literally can remember, and a part of my creative expression. And so whether doing, you know, a quote unquote traditional play, whether, you know, where the audience is on one side and there's a stage and we're facing that, or we're doing, you know, as Patty mentioned, devised theater, which is a group of collaborators creating a live performance out of nothing, out of something they're interested in, you know, and there's no script guiding us, but we create a performance through a process. Music's always integral to the process. Oftentimes, I know a lot of directors will take an image to their designers and say, hey, look at this. This is kind of what I'm feeling for this world. It's not uncommon for me to send a song or a playlist to my designers and say, what do you see? it's just music. There's something about the sort of the ephemeral quality of music that I'm interested in what it sparks and not what they're responding to visually. I want to see what images come to their mind through sound, through music. Now, of course, each show has its own different use of music. Some, I think often people think that music is used as like kind of in a cinematic way of like transitions or highlighting emotions, right? But, you know, I like to play with that. I like to challenge that idea. I really am interested in kind of messing with that spectator relationship between the audience and stage. And I use music as a disruptive tool often to take the audience out of the action and or maybe lull them into the action and then strip them back out of it. You know, and it varies. Sometimes we will do kind of iconic songs. Like there's one show when I did, you know, the song Barbie Girl, you know, which is from my childhood, you know, and the audience is bopping along until suddenly the play takes a very strange turn, right? Whereas then you have it in more traditional senses of musicals, right? It dictates that. But I always want to push beyond it just being an emotional kind of conjuring, like an emotional context to the scene. I really want to ask what the function of it can be. Is it diegetic? Is it not? Is it something that aids the audience in their journey, or is it something that can resist them? So I'm always trying to play with music.
Always trying to find something for the audience to think about.
Absolutely. Right? It should be like anything you see on the set, a costume or a set piece, right? It is making the audience question, and it's making the audience kind of poetically engage the action of, is that just that, or does this add up to something? So
you're listening to Delmarva Public Media's Spring Membership Drive. The phone number to call to support us in our endeavor to bring as much music to you as possible is 410-543-6895. That's 410-543-6895. Or you can visit us anytime, day or night, at our website, delmarvapublicmedia.com.